January until now, we have been believing God for one thing or the other, correct? Amen. For one thing or the other, we've been fighting battles in one area or the other. And let me tell you, there is no Christian that is not fighting battle. And the devil will never give up. Will never give up. Satan has a way of discouraging God's people. Discouraging us. You see, you are serving God in vain. You see, what testimony do you have now? You see, let me tell you, we serve a God that answers prayers. How many people believe it? Yes. The only problem we have is our inability to walk with Him with understanding, revelation, faith. Always remember that God's ways are not our ways. The day you catch this revelation, you will submit yourself and tell the Lord, say, have your way, O Lord, in my life, have your way, O Lord. Total surrender, that's unto your will. Jesus saw the pain coming and he said, if it's possible, take this wahala away from me. Nevertheless, your will alone will stand, not mine. Remember that we are called according to God's purpose. And God will deal with us according to his purpose in our lives. So just understand that. And one thing that I have been saying, if you will take note of it and let it guide you, is that the areas that Satan attacks us, it's not that he wants to collect those areas from us. If he attacks his business, your business, he's not trying to take over your business. If he attacks your marriage, he's not trying to take over your husband or your wife. If he attacks your finances, he's not trying to collect your money. If he attacks your health, he's not trying to kill you so that he will live longer than you. The only reason why Satan attacks you is the reason is to attack your faith in the God that you trust. It is your faith he is actually after. So that you will turn your back against Christ and look for alternative means to tell you the God you serve does not answer prayers. You are wasting your time serving. You are wasting your time going. This, can you see, before you became a Christian, weren't you having suitors everywhere, young girl? Now that you became a Christian, see disappointment. Nobody is looking at you again. See the way you are dressing. This is the way you are dizzy. All your prayers in vain. It is your faith he is attacking. Never you lose sight of that. He did it to me some years back until I had to close the door and I had a meeting with Satan. I've given that testimony several times. When he blocked everywhere, I was humiliated. But I knew where I was before I became a Christian. And I knew that it is this decision I have made. You can imagine somebody, I've given my testimonies. I didn't know that life can be so rough for a human being. And maybe mine is not even up to your own, but I understand. Some of you, when you come to me for counseling, I understand what you feel. Until one day, I locked the door. And I put two seats. I sat on one. I said, Satan, come and sit down here. I want to talk to you. It is now I know that you know nothing. Because if you would have known, you would have seen that all this attack, all this frustration you have given me is because I have decided to serve this Jesus. You should have known that the decision I have taken is for better or for worse. It will never change. So continue doing what you are doing. When you are tired, you will leave me alone. And when I spoke that, tears came out of my eyes. I stood up, opened the door, and went out. My eyes were red. My wife saw my face red, asked me, what is happening? I said, no. It's between me and Satan. Praise the Lord. I was having conference. The day you reach that level in your faith, Satan will leave you alone. When somebody say they saw revelation, Pastor Moses, we saw that you died. We saw you died. The enemy killed. I said, forget it. I can't die now. I said, among the people protecting me from dying is Satan himself. I said, the reason is because Satan knows if I die now, now rest. So he will keep me alive to keep tempting me, to see whether I will fall. So he's among those keeping me now. Look, if I die, Satan knows that I will celebrate my death when I get to heaven. Now rest now. Do you know what we go through, the battle we go through every day, especially those of us in the ministry? And then we still start, he's following us. He's following us. It's not only angels that are protecting me. Satan himself is among those protecting me so that nothing, I will not die anyhow. I can't die now. Amen. So if you see revelation that I die, now the day where I go die, now you see. Because every human being will die one day. Death is not a revelation now. Death is not a revelation. Does death a revelation? Who not go die? Hey, Pastor, I saw you die. Pray what? You are telling me that you saw me, God gave me holiday from suffering. Amen. As long as we are alive, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer. Who won't live on this? That is why God did not grieve us commit suicide. God will take our life, go rest, Papa, make a call rest. But no grieve us do that. It is your faith. Once you can lose that faith, Satan will leave you alone. He will leave you alone because you are now with him. Grumbling. It will not be a portion in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, I don't know from January until, I don't know who this ministration is for. I'm among, there are things I've been believing God for. And the year is ending, it never come. But I've not lost faith because he can do it anytime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But even if he doesn't do it now, I was talking with a pastor yesterday. I said, I was telling the Lord that, I think Pastor Olivia, you were there too, with a visiting pastor. And he said, I told him, I said, there are things that the Lord ministered to me some years back concerning my ministry that has not come to pass. I said, I'm in great expectation because everything he has spoken to me has come to pass. But there are still one or two things I'm waiting for a dimension in my ministry that I've not seen. I said, I was complaining in prayer, Lord, when? I don't get old now. I don't get go. I don't get old. He said, and the Lord reminded me that he used Jesus Christ for only 3 years. And it has affected the whole world. I say, okay. Maybe the last stage of my life, now the thing will come happen. So let me be patient. But I thought I need all the energy. Amen. Now that I still have energy to do what he showed me. But one thing with God is his ways are not our ways. Hallelujah. Our ways are not his ways. But there is something I want to tell somebody here. Whatever difficult situation you are going through, amen, God is aware of it. I told you people something some time ago, that Prophet Timothy and I, we went for a program in Abuja. And when we went to a program, in that program, in Abuja, there was a woman that was seriously possessed. The demon was very, very violent. The coordinators there, the ushers there, could not hold her. She was not even in the hall we were using. She was in the overflow. The battle started there. Prophet Timothy was the one that confronted her first outside with other ministers. They were battle. And all that demon was coming was for me. He was saying, I will disgrace you. He was saying, I will disgrace you. I was at the altar. We did all manner of prayers for that demon to go. He refused to go. The whole crusade opened their mouth. Fire, we do fire, you know what? We do water, you know, do we do? We shout. It was getting worse. So we sweat. I can never forget it. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, for this demon to resist all these prayers, all this deliverance, this woman must be really, really yoked so much with this sister. So the only thing that this sister will need now will be the mercy of God. It just occurred to me, she just needs the mercy of God. And I told them to bring her. She was still spitting, kicking, talking nonsense. And I was able to hold her. And I said, Lord, I ask you, O Lord, to have mercy upon her. I said, Lord, have mercy upon your daughter. I said it the third time, she collapsed, the demon left. On our way back to the hotel where we stayed, Prophet Timothy was telling me, he said, Daddy, I saw another dimension of deliverance. I said, me same, that's why I see her more. And I began to think about the mercy of God. That when all fail, you have been crying to God from January until now. You have fasted. You have gone from prophet to prophet. You have, you know, done midnight prayers. You have done all that the Bible says you should do. And the problem refuses to go. Stop any further prayer. Just be telling the Lord, have mercy upon me. The mercy of God covers any reason for that problem not to go. It's a revelation. And so in Luke chapter 18, about the blind Bartimaeus, Matthew or Mark gave the name, but Luke just said a certain blind man. But we all know it is the story of blind Bartimaeus. If you read it from verse 35, he was blind. So you see his condition. And he heard that Jesus is passing by. For him to say, what was the prayer he prayed? Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I'm Fidelia calling from Nicaragua. I want to confirm to what the pastor is saying now.
You were...
I was the one that invited the sister during the program.
Oh, you are the sister that was in that Abuja program?
No, I'm the one that invited the sister, Miriam.
You were the one that invited her to the program?
Yes, sir. No,
so you saw, you witnessed the deliverance?
Yes, sir, and she came for the program, and she was delivered.
Oh, you are the one. Oh, shalom. Yes,
and then now she's married. Her husband is in abroad.
Now,
she's not married.
Now she's married.
Yes, oh. And her husband is abroad.
Oh, that period she was not even married.
Yes, she was not married. She was complaining of, we were just staying in the same shop. Our shop is next to her. So she even has, she's a graduate, she has masters too.
Hallelujah.
So she was complaining of all these problems that she don't know what is wrong with her. So when the pastor Osan organized that program, we now invited her to come. So that day, the second day, we did not go for the program. She now called us. We told her that we are tired, that she can go. We now directed her to that place. So it was in the morning when we came back to when we came to the shop, she started telling us what happened. That if we see what happened to her, that she don't even know that something was inside her.
Wow.
So we were shocked. So it was the last day on Sunday that we came. So people were saying what happened to her. She said that if you see what happened to her, that it was terrible. So it was after the next year she got married. She's married. Her husband is in abroad.
Hallelujah.
And they are processing her paper to join the husband.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much for that confirmation. God bless you. Amen. She said she didn't even know that spirit was in her. Any demon tormenting you will be exposed in the name of Jesus. But my emphasis is the lesson I learned from that deliverance about the power of the prayer of mercy. And I advise you to learn something from there too. God's ways are not our ways. And Blood Bartimaeus, when he changed his prayer, I don't know how long. Imagine a blind man. He said, have mercy upon me. They were telling him, shut up. You are disturbing. So you can imagine the hindrances that have disturbed that blind man. The helpless situation he was in. He seen noise going up. I mean, who they passed? They say Jesus, where they heal people. Amen. He didn't say, anybody that will stop my testimony today, die by fire, die by fire. I beg. He didn't face the people that were disturbing him. He faced Jesus. Jesus, the son of David. That's all the revelation he had. Son of David. You know him as the son of God. You know him as a redeemer. You know he's a deliverer. You know him as a healer. You know him as the pillar that holds my life. Hallelujah. The 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17, if you read it from verse 11, the same thing. They called on him. And remember, he told the blind Bartimaeus, he said, God, thy faith has made thee whole. That faith there is a revelation. Your revelation that you have has made thee whole. You know why I bring this? Listen. Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read the story where about 5 mighty nations gathered against little Israel. Fear will come upon the king now. And they decided to fast and pray. Listen very well. And a prophecy came out. Don't worry. The battle is not yours. The battle is of the Lord. And gave the assurance to them. And Jehoshaphat turned and told his people, you have heard the prophecy now. You've heard what is to be done now. In verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness
after
of